Welcome to episode 289 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, George, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and Donna. You've finally done it. You met the love of your life, said I do, and are ready to fly off into the sunset for the perfect honeymoon. Unfortunately, nothing right now seems to be going as planned. This week, we are here to help you navigate the ever-changing world we currently find ourselves in and provide you with a few options to rescue your honeymoon. So let's get started.
First advice, don't get married.
Oh my God.
No, that's not true.
I have a couple people in this situation right now, and I feel so bad for them because I have one set of clients who are kind of in this mode where they're trying to decide whether to move their whole wedding. And, you know, you think about everything that goes into planning just the wedding and the you know, deposits and venues and people coming to see you and all that. So
I've seen both things happen. So I have a cousin who was supposed to be getting married this summer, and she's postponed it to next summer, which is great because I couldn't go this summer. I'd already booked a trip, which I'm not going on now, but now she's booked it for next summer, so I can actually plan around it and I get to go. So it's kind of exciting, actually. And she was really bummed at first, but then she actually was like, oh, well, this really won't be so bad. And the venue worked with them to move it. We're not here to tell you to move your wedding necessarily, but I've definitely seen that. And then I've seen people who sort of went, you know what? We're going to get married anyway. I don't care. You know, I don't care if nobody can be here. It's just our family. We're going to do it. So
party later. Yeah. Move the party, but go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause that would be hard. I've been married forever. So I don't remember what the wedding was like, but,
that's not because it was forever ago though, right?
Remember the wedding?
Were you actually really married?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I don't think I was because we got married outside. And
there's precedence for this too. You know, it's definitely a once in a lifetime kind of situation that we're in right now. In fact, it might be once in two lifetimes. But people have to work around things all the time with their weddings. So, you know, we have friends who were married three times because she actually was not a U.S. citizen when she got married. And so she needed to get married at the courthouse just to make sure she could stay in the country. But then they had a formal wedding here, and then they had a formal wedding in her home country. So three times she got, that whole, like, the day was beautiful and sunny and the flowers were perfect and everything. I don't know. Does that really happen that often? Really?
We have a coworker who.
Yes.
No, that happens to you, Donna, but that's because you pay it for it by losing your suitcase every time you travel.
There you go.
But we have a coworker who whose family thinks her honeymoon or her anniversary is a different day than her actual anniversary. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name her because I don't want to out her, but that's like one of the funniest things to me.
So then, okay, so we're not talking about weddings per se, though. Although plenty of destination weddings have been put off as well, but we're really here to talk about the honeymoon. So what are the options now?
So if you move, you can move your date. You can change your location, which I know for some, I mean, some people dream about the place where they're going to go. And I mean, if your heart is set on one specific destination and right now they're not accessible and things aren't really the way that you imagined that would be for your wedding, it might be better to move the date if you're sold on your location. But if you're not sold on your location, that might be an option.
You know, here's another thing to consider, because this almost came up with my clients. It turned out he was reading his passport wrong, but he thought his passport was going to expire. They were looking at moving to the fall, and he's like, yeah, but my passport will expire in November. And I was like, we need a plan B, because all the passport offices are closed right now. So yeah. If you're thinking of, you know, if you're in that situation where you need your passport renewed, or if you need to get a passport, you got a problem right now for the rest of the year, I would say. So
Well, the other thing is if you have to put it off, you may not have gotten, or not getting, that's not even proper English. you spent so much on the wedding, you may not have been able to do everything that you wanted to do for your honeymoon. And by putting it off, say, you know, 6 months or a year or something, you'll be able to save a little bit more money and actually do the thing that you really wanted to do, or do the excursion that you really wanted to do, that it was just a little out of your price range. So there are some silver linings to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the important thing I would say is do something, because if you are going through with the wedding and you know, my aunt always told me, if you don't take a honeymoon, you'll never take a vacation. And I don't know if that's true, but I know people who never went on honeymoon and then they never really did travel either, you know? So I think it's important. I think the honeymoon, even if you just go to the beach near your, you know, like 2 hours from where you live or whatever,
Just get a hotel downtown from the town you live in, yeah. And actually
hotel in town. Yeah.
Yeah. Do kind of a staycation in your own hometown.
Yeah. At least a weekend or a few days away from your family and your loved ones to kind of celebrate a pre-honeymoon. Yeah. Josh and I were in a unique situation. When we got married. We had to get married at the courthouse, and we had to like turn my birthday trip to Disney into our wedding because he was leaving for Iraq. So we really couldn't take an official honeymoon until months later. It was September from April. So by September, we were able to take a honeymoon. But then what we did for the rest of that year was, anytime we took a trip, we called it our honeymoon. We had a whole year's worth of honeymoon.
Can you tell people you're on your honeymoon?
What I'm saying is that I think if I could do that in non-COVID times, that anybody who is getting married during this and having a honeymoon should get the grace to have as many honeymoons as they want.
Mm-hmm. For next year of travel, I think you should get all the honeymoons.
And here's your advice from Auntie Elizabeth, because I see this a lot, and Sandy sort of alluded to it. A lot of people who didn't take that honeymoon never take it, but they dream about it. Well, one day we're going to take that honeymoon. And I can't tell you how many people have that honeymoon on their bucket list, and they keep putting it off with me. And they'll plan other trips, but that honeymoon, you know, oh, well, now we're going to take the kids to Disney. Oh, now we're going to take the kids on a cruise. And they never take that honeymoon. So if you do postpone it, set a date, make a plan,
put it on the book,
and stick to it. And have your travel agent hold you accountable for it. Put down a deposit if at all possible. Like, if it's going to be the end of next year, you might actually still be able to put down a deposit, because even though generally at this time of year, we're in like mid 2020, sometimes you can't make deposits on late 2021, but right now hotels are like, yeah, cool, let's do that. So they're sort of being a lot more flexible with that. So go ahead and, you know, and especially if you have money on the honeymoon, just move it. So that you still have those dates, and then that is your honeymoon. It's not your, well, this is the honeymoon that we're going to take one day. No, that is your honeymoon, and look forward to it and enjoy the time in between. I do think a staycation or something close to home for now, to take a weekend and just celebrate you and you know, what you've done and the commitment you've made to each other. But then there's, you know, make that date. Otherwise you won't. And it'll be 20 years later and you're like, well, is it our 20th anniversary trip or is it our honeymoon?
or like I had clients who were at 50th anniversary trip. They've never been anywhere, never took a honeymoon, never traveled anywhere. And unfortunately we're postponing. They're still going to travel next year. Had to postpone till next year because of everything that's going on, but it just, don't wait 50 years. It's the sweetest, they're the sweetest, most loving couple. And it just broke my heart to hear that they hadn't traveled for 50 years together. But don't wait. No matter what you do, even if, you know, it doesn't have to be, if you can't afford the all-inclusive, don't do the all-inclusive. If you can't afford to do Europe, don't do Europe. Yeah. Do something.
Jamaica's still closed. Don't go to Jamaica.
you know, you made plans. And that's the thing, especially if you're going forward with a wedding as it is. And now you're like, well, but I can't, it's not a honeymoon if I can't go right after. It is. It's still a honeymoon.
It's still a honeymoon.
Yep.
I just told you, you have permission for a whole year, at least 2 years. Okay,
it's all five of us. Even Silent George is giving you permission. He's nodding.
It's so much better when you travel to say you're on your honeymoon.
Well, but the thing is, at this point, and that's sort of, you know, the preconceived notions of the world are all sort of out the window. And so why can't your honeymoon actually be something that you do a year after your wedding? Who says? I mean,
you have a year to write your thank you notes.
Yeah, there's like so many things you could do to build up to that, and it can still be your honeymoon. And I know that's sort of the ancient tradition of honeymoon, but that's like Vikings throwing you over their shoulders and carrying you away. Eh, we don't do that anymore anyway. Well,
and also, I mean, people have to take time off for the wedding, and they may not have that much vacation time, especially if you started a new job or something. I mean, you may not have the vacation time to do it right afterward anyway.
And this is, you know, we're at a point in the economy where things have slumped a little bit. So you may be trying to balance the, should I get that money back as much as possible and use it? Now, if you need it to eat, yes, get the money back. but if you can keep it invested in that, then what amazing thing to look forward to, even if this next year is a little rough, you know, like what a great thing to look forward to.
And like Donna said, maybe you can step it up a little bit. Maybe that room that you wanted, that wasn't available or that was too out of your price range, maybe it'd be a better price for next year because you're planning for farther out. And like Elizabeth said, right now we have a luxury that we normally don't have. We can book people farther out than we ever have been able to book people before. So take advantage of that and really use it to your advantage. You have the time to pay for it. Most companies are being so gracious with their cancellation policies and things like that. Now, if you book new things, you have up until
a discount or
something going on there, your travel agent can help you navigate that and find a great deal for you. But this is an opportunity. I know it's sad, it's not as you planned it to be, but sometimes the best things can come out of plans that didn't go the way that you thought they were going to go.
One of the bullet points that you put in here, Lindsay, was managing expectations. So if you are thinking of traveling right now, what do you think are some of the things people should be prepared for to be different, even into the summer? You know, like I think it's going to take a little while before things get all the way.
You need to be aware of the restrictions where you may be traveling, the things that might not be open that you think are going to be open, and that when you picture your perfect honeymoon in Hawaii, I'm sure the honeymooners who just got arrested in Hawaii a little while ago were never picturing having a mandatory quarantine.
It's funny too, because there's the joke about a honeymoon. You're just going to stay in the room the whole time anyway, right? Because it's your honeymoon. But of course, that's not at all your intention. But if you were to travel to Hawaii right now, that's what you'll be doing. So
it better be a really nice hotel room.
Yes. Invest.
Now is the time to get the suite with the jacuzzi and that great view. No, seriously though, like being aware of where you're going and what the travel, and not just where you're going, your job's restrictions when you come back, your own community's restrictions when you come back. Do you have the time to quarantine on both ends if it is necessary? Being aware that some of the things, like maybe there's a shaved ice stand, or let's get out of Hawaii and go somewhere else. Like maybe there's a restaurant or something somewhere that's like the epitome. You go there and that's what you do, and they're not open right now. So just being aware of and managing your expectations as to what you're going to do when you are traveling, if you're going to travel anytime soon, it might not be the picture that you had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it does sort of justify that staycation. I mean, be very aware of where you're going and what is happening there, so that you know, will you be able to go to a restaurant? You know, some places the restaurants are open. So if you live in a place where your restaurants are open, but with social distancing guidelines, you know, where I live, the restaurants are still takeout only. So it would be really sad. Well, it'd be really sad if you came to where I live for your honeymoon anyway, but that's beside the point. But, you know, if I happen to be the next state over and that seems appealing, you're not going to be able to go out to restaurants. You're going to be eating, you know, takeout in your hotel room. So make sure you're aware of what phase each place is in. And then be respectful of the situation there too. Cause you know, there was just a ice cream stand in Massachusetts that closed after one day because people were not only not respecting social distancing, but they were like being really horrible to the staff, you know, because their ice cream wasn't coming fast enough. It's a different world. Mm-hmm. It's a different world. So yeah, be respectful. Understand that when you go to the beach, you do need to stay 6 feet apart from the person beside you.
Some beaches you can't sit you have to keep walking.
You know? That would be good to know about before you plan to miss any of those speeches.
I don't know. Hopefully this will not, I can't remember when this episode is going to air. I'm sure it's a couple weeks.
Oh no, it's actually about, maybe 2 weeks from now. Yeah.
So we're looking at June. I don't know how different things will be even in like August.
Yeah. I don't have a crystal ball. Do you have a crystal? Did you bring your crystal ball?
Oh, I brought mine, but it's broken.
Yeah. Mine is foggy. I don't know.
It says, I don't know.
Yeah. So it's making it hard, but, and it might be smaller things for a little while, looking forward to that big thing down the road. That might just be.
And I think that's the key thing right now is to treat yourself. You know, that if you do go ahead with your wedding, you've probably already made some compromises, unless you intended to elope anyway, in which case, good on you for planning well. But, you know, if you go ahead with that wedding, make sure that you set aside some time to enjoy each other and, you know, and think about what this honeymoon is going to be, but then commit to it and go on that honeymoon next year when you feel it's safe to do so. Mm-hmm. It's so important because you will have regrets. You know, I went on a honeymoon right after my wedding and I'm so happy I did. And that's what I always wanted to do. But had we had to wait, that would have been fine, but we would have had to have gone.
Yeah,
because I know that I would have regretted it. And I talk to so many people with so many regrets and so many people who now feel like they can't even talk about it anymore because it's become such an issue. Well, it's kind of our honeymoon, but don't tell him that because we've argued about it and he thinks it's too late for a honeymoon, but I really want a honeymoon. It's not a honeymoon, you know? Yeah. So have that conversation and commit to going. Don't give up on it. This isn't forever.
I'm telling you, I travel so infrequently with my husband that I think every trip we take for the rest of our lives is probably going to be our honeymoon. It's our anniversary moon.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're planning, and we're not saying by any means don't plan for August, September, or whatever month you choose to feel safe to travel in. We're not saying that at all. But be flexible and be prepared to have to change things if necessary.
Yeah. Because we still don't really know. I mean, people ask all the time, do you think it'll be safe here? I can't answer any of that. All I can tell you is
everybody has to make that decision for themselves.
But I can give you the news and I can kind of help you know what it looks like now, but you got to go with your comfort and, you know, and who knows what'll be open and when. So it is hard. It's very hard to know.
What are our favorite words? Cancel for any reason, insurance.
Well,
like the airlines have really stepped up their flexibility in this time right now. The cruise lines have flexed, they're very flexible right now.
I think I've
seen some good things out there.
I think they had 24 hours before you could cancel for a refund. There was one that was just.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Somewhere. Don't tell anybody that. I don't know what that is. Outlander Travel has no responsibility for something that you think that's for your trip.
There are some out there that, you know, like there's one cruise line that is locking in your price. And if you have to travel next year in the same time frame and you can get that same cabin, you can get that same price. So there's some good things out there, you know. If you can, like Elizabeth was saying, if you need to eat and you can't put that money down, then don't do that. But if you know you're going, you know, it might be worth looking.
Well, and we're in that point where, you know, a lot of weddings happen in June. So you've probably already paid for the whole thing. So if you can consider that money gone and just you're spending it next year, then do that. I mean, obviously, if you need to eat and you can get some of that money back and that's the best way to do it, then do that. But it could be a great, I mean, you've already invested the money and if it's already gone and you can live without it and move forward, then do that. And then in 2 months, look into upgrading that room or the plane tickets, you know, look into it.
Get yourself to first class.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You deserve it because you had to wait for your honeymoon.
This is when you should be going first class.
And we're here to say this is not a great situation. We're not trying to blow sunshine up anything, but you can still have the honeymoon and you just have to sort of change the way you're thinking about it and understand that just because the way the world is right now, it's not going to be what it is today, but it could be the same thing next year. And yes, you'll have been together a year by then, but that might actually make you enjoy the honeymoon a little bit more because you won't discover that weird, like, chewing thing that he has. You already know about it.
Snoring by now. We're talking like it's the 50s and people don't already know.
You know what? I still think sometimes we don't notice things.
We're thinking, well, no, but I mean, that first year, you know, you're still on your best behavior.
Yeah.
No, I do think it's that you're on your best behavior. You think the love, the chemicals in your brain from the love is so strong that you're not noticing any of that.
And that's the thing.
No, you're on your best behavior.
It can help you recharge that. You get to take that last year, another year, because you can recharge it right then. Probably good. In fact, you should do that every year. Take a honeymoon every year.
You should take
You're still picking up your socks and all those kinds of things that first year. After that, then, you know, it's anything awesome. Goes.
You end up with a pile of socks on your pillow.
What Christus gave you, Elizabeth?
My husband is sitting behind me. Did he give me a look? I didn't hear that. I didn't see that.
Well, either that or you actually finally let your spouse know the real pet peeves that you have after that first year.
He doesn't have a chewing thing that he doesn't know about, so.
No, but like, you know, bathroom towels on the floor bugs me like nothing else. Yeah, and then after I told him, he picked up his towels all the time. Oh.
That's true love.
That's really nice. I'm just not going to comment on the things that Chris won't change.
Except for the listeners at home, if you hear a bunch of clicking behind me, it's because my husband is on his computer and refuses to acknowledge that I'm doing a podcast right now and that his mouse clicks are really loud. So my apologies.
I think he can hear you.
You know what I really love is that we're all a bunch of jaded old Marys.
That's right. I was going to say, I think
talking about
anybody on this podcast has been married. George, you just hit 20, right? 25?
32.
Oh, man. I knew it was up there.
Yep.
Not good with numbers. Donna?
20.
Lindsay?
So we got married in 2008, but we've been together since 2002. So you're
the baby in the group because Sandra and I think have been married about the same.
I've been married 23 years. This year, November will be 24. So we were planning a huge anniversary thing next year for our 25th. I guess I need to get on that.
So George, I'm going to put you on the spot. Did you take a honeymoon?
We did.
Because I know you weren't an avid traveler. Where'd you go?
Believe it or not, we went to the Poconos.
See? Told you, not an avid traveler.
That was a big place back then.
I know. 80s. I saw the commercials when I would go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they gave it away on the Wheel of Fortune all the time.
Did you have a heart-shaped tub?
No, the champagne glass.
That's what I was gonna say, the champagne glass tub.
Oh my God, George, this is so creepy. My parents had a picture in the champagne glass.
Okay, this is the creepy.
Yep. Caesar's Pocono Palace.
That's awesome.
Actually, yeah, no, I remember seeing those commercials as a kid, and I really didn't know the difference between the Poconos and Las Vegas, which is kind of telling. Yeah,
my honeymoon was Vegas. So.
You went to Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you stay in Vegas?
MGM Grand.
Ooh,
that was nice.
And that's actually something that right now, I mean, Vegas is already reopening, so that could be a honeymoon for people.
Yeah. Yes, there's a lot of ways to get out of town in Vegas too. Like, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be all casinos. There's a lot of, if you're into outdoorsy stuff, there's yep. a lot of great stuff.
Lots of national parks, beautiful ones. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Donna, where was your
Grand Canyon?
Sandals Ocho Rios.
Really?
Nice. Elizabeth, where did you go?
We went to Walt Disney World and on a Disney cruise. We did a land and sea. Or, mm-hmm. yeah, land and sea.
Do I count my wedding as my honeymoon since we went to the theme parks afterwards?
No. Maybe.
No, so I can't count that. So my honeymoon was the Mediterranean. We spent a month and went all over Europe and went.
You
to,
win. Yeah. And you had to put off that honeymoon, right? You
had yeah, to do it later. We had to wait 6 months and it was glorious. And then what we did was when we got to travel again 4 months later, we went to Aruba and we told them that was our honeymoon too. So
see,
I wasn't lying. I had
so of all of us, you win the honeymoon contest and you actually put yours off. So.
Wait, and see, we if we'd had that time, Jeff actually wanted to go to Switzerland and do a ski trip in Switzerland, but it wasn't in our budget. And if we'd had to, then we could have done his dream trip, but we ended up doing the less expensive sandals trip because, and it was closer to home.
I mean, I kind of feel like I need to make the pitch that mine was better than Lindsay's because we also went to the Hoover Dam.
Well, you didn't bring Pittsburgh, so I'm going to count that as a win. This would be a good time to bring this to a close before Sandy gets cray-cray.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Elizabeth, George, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.